Let's begin. Okay. Okay, we're in the midst of the sugya of Nascha the Rebbe Abba. So, let us continue the Hashem. Okay, first thing I want to mention is we concluded yesterday inside the Tosis with the Rivom. The Rivom Shita is that the Migu in our sugya is a good Migu. And we had two Mahalchim to be Mazbir the Rivom. What were the two Mahalchim to be Mazbir the Rivom? The Rivom writes it's a good Migu. Migu Daza doesn't bother him. Migu Diyore doesn't bother him. It's a good Migu no matter what. But, according to Rav Abba, you get into trouble because you're against what we call the fact that the guy was Mechayv Shvua. The fact that the guy was Mechayv Shvua, it's like a Chiyuv Moment. And therefore, if it's a Chiyuv Moment, what happens? Chiyuv Moment staring in your face according to Rav Abba. If the Chiyuv Moment is staring in your face according to Rav Abba, what do you do? What do you do according to Rav Abba? You have a Chiyuv Moment staring in your face. What do you do? You do nothing. According to Rav Abba, you lose. Why is it that you lose? Because you said what? Didi Chatfi. What could you have said? What could you have said, Aaron? Lo Chatfi. What did Rav Elchanan Zatzal and Rav Shimon Shkop Masber? That the only thing that will win is what, Nate? For you to say Lo Chatfi, because there's a Chiyuv Moment staring right at you. The only thing that will allow you to win is what? Lo Chatfi. And if you don't say chati, nothing short of it, you lose. So you want to tell me, Michael, this will allow you to say chati? With the shvua, it won't. Because you didn't say lo chati. You are locked in. The chiv moment that Rabbah has created for you, against you, because Eirech was mechav shvua, only allows you to say one thing and one thing alone. And what's that one thing alone? Lo chati. Lochatvi is the only thing you're able to take. Lochatvi is the only thing you're able to say. And you didn't say it. So you locked yourself in by saying Didi Chatvi. Since the fact you locked yourself in, you are what? You have your Chayiv. Whereas according to who? According to Rav Shmuel, you haven't been locked in. You have an array of claims. What are the array of claims? What are the array of claims? You could claim what? Didi Chatvi. Lochatvi. Right? And you should be believed. It's a good Miku. Right? So what I want to bring out to you is as follows. What Rav Elchanan and Rav Shimon Shkop Tzatzal were masbir, they were masbir as follows. What they were masbir is that when you get locked in, normally if you have a let's say a shtar, and you claim that I owe you money, I have two claims. I could say Perua, I could say Mezuyah. I have an array of claims to say. That's what we talk about, Koch HaTayna. When I say Parua, I have a Koch HaTayna that I could have said Mezuyath, yes? I'm not locked in. The fact that I could have said Mezuyath allows me to be believed on Parua. You follow me? That's what a Koch HaTayna means. I have an array of claims. I made one, but I have an ability to say Mezuyath. So I'm believed. Here, according to Rav Abba, once there's the Chiyuv Moment has been created, you don't have an array of claims. What do you have? What is it that you have? All you have is the ability to say is lochatve, and therefore you're finished. So I want you to get that. It's like you don't have a mirchav. Mirchav is like a scope, an array of claims. That's what they're being masber. You don't have ein lecha mirchav. You don't mirchav means a scope. You don't have a scope, an array of claims. That's what Rav Abba is saying. We're talking about in the Rivom. You don't have an array of claims. That's what Abba creates for you because you have a chiyuv moment. There's a chiyuv moment, and therefore the only thing that you could say is what? Is lo chatfi. And that's what they say is what? That's what they say is a problem. You have a koch hatayne, and your koch hatayne is lost here. Because you messed yourself up by saying didi chatfi. Only thing you could have said is lo chatfi. And you said what? You said didi chatfi. You locked yourself in. What do I mean by saying you locked yourself in? You lost. Because the koch hatayne you needed to say was what? Lo chatfi, and you didn't say it. You follow me, Yitzi? What does Rav Asher Vayis say to this? He says, well, who says Koach HaTayna has to mean that you have to what? You have to literally say it. He had a possibility to say what? Lo chakve? Okay, Zach, granted he didn't say it, but he has a possibility to say lo chakve. You follow what I'm saying? He has the efsharut to say lo chakve. So Rav Asher Weiss says, koach hatayna means a theoretical. He had a theoretical possibility to say lo chakve. You follow me, Zach? Don't tell me he got locked in because of the fact he said lo chakve. He had the theoretical possibility to say lo chakve. That's koach hatayna. So that's what Rav Asher Weiss says. That's not the pshat. You have to come under the stipend. What do we say the stipend's pshat was in the Reform was? According to Rav Abba, it's a chiv moment, so it's a migu lahotzi. And according to Rav Shmuel, there's no chiv moment created, because it's a migu what? Lahachzik. But I want you to understand what that meant, that nekuda. Michael was asking me in Seder, but I want you to get it. I was thinking about it. It's like a machlekes in Gidre koach hatayne. It's a machlekes between Rav Chonon and Rav Shimon Shkop Tzatzah. And Rav Chonon against Rav Asher Weiss lit it. What is the Gidri koach hatayne? Does koach hatayne mean, is it enough to have a theoretical possibility? Yes, Rav Asher Weiss says yes. Why not? Why should you say I'm locked in because I say I had a possibility to lock it? No, Rav Chonon Rav Shimon Shkop said, no, you said it, you're finished. Therefore, you have to stick with what? You're finished. You have to stick with Didi Chafi. You can't say Lochafi, so you'll lose. That's what koach hatayne is. Is koach hatayne actually what? See, normally what we've been talking about the whole year about koach hatayne migos, you have an array of claims. So therefore you can streamline that manus, you can say birur, you can say koach hatayne. But when you lock yourself in, like you have here, by saying didi chatve with Rav Abba, with the cheskes moment, then you're stuck. So if you hold koach hatayne, they say you're finished. Rav Asher Weiss says, what do you mean you're finished? You have the possibility of saying lo chatve. You understand? It's a very esoteric machloikis. Since I have a theoretical possibility that I could have said lochatve, that's enough of a koach hatayne. That's what Rav Asher Weiss says. They say no way. Once you say didi chatve, you're finished. Here you're locked in. You're against the chiyuv omen. Yes, Yitzi.
I don't understand why. Isn't that the whole what a migu is? It means I am saying something which might look like I'm incriminating myself, but believe me, because I could have said something better.
That's correct. That's correct. You have an array of claims.
So I understand the shita of the Rav Asher Weiss, then what?
They're saying no. It's always where there's an array of claims, and you made one claim where you had the distinct possibility to say what? Parua. And you could have said Mizuyev, and you still can say Mizuyev. It's an array of claims.
You still can
no,
say
no. You have the koach hatayne where you could say what? Where if you would have said Mizuyev, you would have still won. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
You still would have won if you would have said Mizuyev. See, you have an array of claims when you say Paru and Mizuyev. You can't, you can do it. Here you can't do it. Once you say Didi Chatvi, I don't have that. I can't do that. You follow me? Once I say Didi Chatvi, I can't do it. I'm finished. I've blocked all my, I don't have an array of claims. You make different choices. You could say Paru, you could say Mizuyev. These are not disposable claims. I could say Lo Chatvi or Didi Chatvi. Once you say Didi Chatvi, it precludes the possibility of Lo Chatvi. It precludes that possibility. So Rav Asher Weiss says, okay, but maybe I didn't have to say lo chatve. You see what I'm saying? Rav Chonon and Rav Shimon Shkop are saying, once you say it, that's it. Rav Asher Weiss says, well, you didn't have to say it. Let's talk about directly if you didn't say it. I'm just saying they're arguing, it's a very esoteric machloikis. But I'm saying in this case, once you say didi chatve, you're finished. Everyone agrees with that. You have a chiyuv moment staring in your face. The only thing that would have won is lo chatve. I didn't grab it. Once I say didi chatve, it means I agree that I grabbed it. Tok she'en echol shavo, mishalem, right? So that's what we're being masber here, okay? It's a very esoteric machlokes, but I want you to get it. And that was the beer that we had. You follow what I'm saying here? That's what we're saying, okay? When you say paru and mizuyev, right? When you say parua, right? Mizuyev also is a possibility that you could have said.
After you say it, it's still a possibility?
No, it's not a possibility after you say it, but what I'm saying...
So what's the difference?
No, but what I'm saying is you weren't locked in. You had an array of different claims.
Before you said anything, you had an array.
I understand that. But even when you make the claim parua, you're believed because why? If I would have said Mizuyev, I would have believed.
Before I
understand. Even when I say parua, even if I say parua, I still believe because I have a migu to say Mizuyev. Doesn't preclude that possibility. Because they're both. Because what'd you say?
If you already said Perua, how could you say Mizuyev?
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that you have the possibility to say theoretically You have different what? You have different claims out there that you can choose. And those different claims out there you can choose, I can say I'm going to go with Paruah, and then I'm going to what? And then I'm going to what? I have a possibility that I could have said Mezuyev. Those possibilities exist. Okay?
Only from the beginning, if you hadn't said it. It's the same, if you said already said Perua, you wouldn't be able to say Mezuyev afterwards. So how come that's a good Migu?
Because that's the definition of a Migu. Right. Those claims theoretically can coexist. Do you understand what I'm saying? What do I mean by an array of claims? What does an array of claims mean? I'm glad you're asking. What does an array of claims mean? Zach, what does an array of claims mean? They're equal. I can go with Peru, I can go with Mezuyev. You understand what I'm saying? They don't preclude one another in the hat that I want to choose. These preclude one another. I can't say Didi Chafi or I'll go with what? Or I'll go with Lochafi. If I say Didi Chafi, I'm finished. You understand what I'm saying?
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that? Because once you say there's a Chiyuv Mammon and I say Didi Chafi, I lose.
Why?
What do you mean, why? We talk Shein Yochel Shava. Mishalim. I can't take a Shvu when I say Didi Chafi. So I lose. You understand what I'm saying? It's a very conceptual concept. In other words, you follow what I'm saying? I have a hat. Guys, let's get this, because a lot we have to do here. I have a hat. I have claims in the hat. Motive is star, shikos, star, lakaimo. Guy has a star. Michael has a star. I could say Peru. I could say Mezuyev. Theoretically, they don't preclude one another. You're right. Once I say one, I can't say the other. But the concept of Migu is I choose Peru, I could have said Mezuyev. They don't preclude one another. They're both possibilities. They both coexist. If you say Paruah, you could also, there are theoretical other claims that you could say to get out of it as well. Once you say the word Didi Chatfi, you're finished. There's no, you can't talk about anything else. And then you're stuck and you lose. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a possibility that what that I could say, it's like I respect my opponent. It's like I respect my opponent. Peru and Mezuyev, they can respect each other. Because respect each other, they both have the capability of winning. They both have the capability of winning. Didi Chatve, Lo Chatve does not respect Didi Chatve. Because it has no capability of winning. It has no capability of winning. And that's what they say is no Kochatayin. And Rabbi Asher Weiss says, what do you mean? Theoretically, I didn't have to say Didi Chatve. They don't care about theoretically. Once you say Didi Chatve, that's it. Okay? Everyone, that's the mashal I think I can give. That's the mashal I can give. But I want you to get that. It's like a machlokes in what the getter of din of koch hatayin is. Yes, Yossi.
If the migo would be good.
Yes.
So that allows you to swear? Does that allow you to swear? I mean, once you
the Rivam holds the migo's good.
So once the migo is good?
Yeah, so the migo is good, so you should be able to be believed with the shvuah of didi chati, because you have the migo to say lo chati with the shvuah. So why is that not good? Why is that not good? Because it's either a migu lahachzik or it's a migu lahotzik.
Right.
But it's a good migu.
But the shvuah that he's making is still not again. It's still not contradicting the eighth.
No, but the shvuah is exactly. But you should be believed with the shvuah. That's right. What he wants to say. Yes. Shalom aleichem. Go ahead.
I'm real uncomfortable coming in the middle of a shiur. The money that we collect for over 400 families in Eretz Yisrael comes mostly from Yisrael Chonitz alumni. Last year, I think it was more than 80% came, and there's some other large money that come elsewhere, but it came mostly from Yisrael Chonitz. I think I mentioned to you last, when I came to Rosh Hashanah, that at this time a year ago in Purim, I told our main Yahweh in Eretz Yisrael, who oversees where it goes, that we need Nisim Galuyim to get half of what we had the year before because of recession. And then I said some personal things here in Yisrael Chonon. I came away with double what we usually get in other places too. When the dust had settled, we had $20,000 more than we ever had before. I can say the things I said then. It affected once, can't say them again. But the people are as poor now as they were then. They suffer greatly. Some of them hardly have money for food on the table. So this is one of the most honest tzedakas that I know. Every single cent goes to them. Nothing, there's no overhead, no secretaries. One of the Magidish Shein Yitzhak Chonon covers all the expenses in getting them to them, and someone else covers my expense in getting here. Nothing comes off. If you give a penny, it'll go to an Oni Neretz Yisrael. And it's given After sunrise on Purim here in the States, the Yotze Matanas of Yonim with all the Hidurim. I conclude by saying, exert yourself. You're doing more for yourselves than you do for them. They'll get their money one way or another. Shem's Lord will see to it. But the, whether we participate, that's the classical case of Yom Dechira. Do whatever you can. Whatever you can do now, your family, friends. If you get the commitment to Rabbi Shechter, he'll call me up Motzei Shabbos usually about between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning. Whatever has been committed to him at that time, even if it hasn't been handed to him, we have funds in Eretz Yisrael that will lay out. Please do your utmost now, and subsequently, whatever you can do with family and friends, please do that. Checks can be made out to my shul for tax exemption purposes. It's congregation Torah Tefillah. I urge you to do whatever you can.
Go on.
The oven carried itself, but I guess you gotta carry this.
Yeah, sure.
Looks like the normal share, you know.
Where can we send the check? I want to send it. Oh, we can just give the Rosh Hashanah.
I can give you the address, but
it's not the Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't. $10, $10, $20.
Yeah, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
More the more the better.
I was just thinking about it.
The Rambam says that. That's what the Rambam says. I think Rabbi Sachs is across the hall.
Some have been shifted.
Okay. All right, let's continue. Okay, so basically, Yossi, what you're asking, that was the Gemara, that's what the Kasha of Moshe Rishonim are. Take the Shvuah of Didi Chavi, because you have a Migu backing you up. The Migu backing you up should allow this type of Shvuah. Okay, that's what he's asking. But I want you to really get this machloikus, how we're saying Gidre. The Gidre Koach Atainet. You follow what I'm saying, Yitzi? I think that Moshe with the hat, the array of claims in the hat is a good muscle, okay? And Rabbi Asher says, theoretically, you didn't have to say that, so you have it there. They say once you have it, you're finished. Once you have it, it can't respect the other. Once you say Didi Chatvi, it can't respect you. Once you say Didi Chatvi, Lo Chatvi cannot respect Didi Chatvi. Once Didi Chatvi said, that's it. It loses. Doesn't work. Okay, let's go weiter now, okay? All right, there's a lot of Mahalchim we have to see here. I want to also continue in the words of Tysus as well, okay, till the Tzarech Lomer Blinet, if we get a chance to get to it. Let's begin with the first Mahalach. The Ran writes in Shuas the following Chiddush. The Ran says, all the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha, let him say Didi Chati with a Migu of, what? Lo Chati, yes? The Ran in Shuas, which Rizal Nechemi always tells us, the Ran and Shavuos is mamish the Makoros of Choshen Mishpat. The Ran and Shavuos are all the roots and origins and the principles you have in Choshen Mishpat are found in the Ran and Shavuos. The Ran and Shavuos says, I don't understand. All the Rishonim ask the Kasha, Didi Chatvi with Amigu Lo Chatatvi? I have a different construct, the Ran says. Why can't you say Didi Chatvi with Amigu of Echsarti? I return the piece of metal. Didi Chatvi with the Migu of Echsarti. I return the metal. Right? Why is that not a good Migu? Let that be a good Migu to legitimatize, as Yossi said, the Shvu of Didi Chatvi. Very interesting Kasha. That's what the Ran proposes in Shvuas. So the Ran gives the following answer. He says, you're not believed to say Hechzarti. First tirutz is, Yesh Meforshim, Lo Ne'aman. You're not Ne'aman like ye, Hechzarti. Why aren't you believed to say Hechzarti? Bless you. Because you're a what? You're a ganef. You're a ganef. You said Chatvi. You said Chatvi, and you want to say what? Amigo Hechzarti? You're not a ganef. We don't believe you. You're not believed to say Hechzarti. Lo Ne'aman Lagid Hechzarti. You are not believed to say Hechzarti. Or you want to say you're a Baal Tshuva? You're not a Baal Tshuva. Shkoyev, it's easy to be a Baal Tshuva on your own account, but on someone else's account? Oh, I stole it from you and I returned it to you. The guy says, I didn't get it back. I'm a Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva who? I on my account, right? You haven't returned anything as far as I know. So he says, the Yesh Meforshim says you're not believed to say Hechzarti because we deem him as a Goslin. He's a Goslin. Didi Chatvi. This is the first pshat of the Ran. This is the first pshat of the Ran. The Yesh Meforshim says, not a Peshas, he's a Goslin. He's a Goslin. But he's a Goslin. It's not a Peshas, sir. He's against an Ein Echad. What did the Ein Echad say? The Ein Echad said, you stole it. He's against an Ein Echad. It's not a Peshas, sir. Peshas is in a vacuum and there's no Eidim. Here there's an Ein Echad. So you want to say, Didi Chatvi with the Migu of Echzarti, you won't believe me that I'm a Baal Tshuva. You're not believed as a Baal Tshuva. He can't be believed as a Baal Tshuva. Why can't he be believed as a Baal Tshuva? Because he's considered to be a Goslin. You can't be believed to see a Baal Tshuva on someone else's account. That's the Yesh Meforshim. Then the Ran himself says, there's a Gemara in Ksubis that seems to say he is believed. The Gemara in Ksubis and Yechesem and Aleph. The Gemara seems to say black on white, he's believed to say Hechzarti. So it's against the Yesh Meforshim. Gemara in Ksubis says that he is Ne'aman. So it's Cholek on this day. It's against the Gemara. Gemara in Ksubis dat af Yechesem av Ne'aman. Lagi Hechzarti. So what do you do? So the Ran says as follows. What's the case at hand in our Gemara, Nate? The guy has the piece of metal in Beis Din. We see that he hasn't returned it. So the Gemara in Ksuba says, you are an Ne'aman, but our Gemara Shalanu, what's our Gemara Shalanu? Is that what he's holding the metal? Bebezdin, Yeshlo Nascha, right? He has the ingot, right? He has the piece of metal. So since he has the metal, don't give me this business of Hechzarti. Hechzarti, we're steering right at it. So the case is, in a Hanami, Ethan, you would have had a Niku to say Hechzarti, but in our case, you can't do it because the piece of metal's right on you. Okay. That's the Chiddush Lamaisa. That's the first Mahalach. Okay, good. Let's go to the second Mahalach. Oh. We mentioned yesterday that the Rambam writes, Beferish, in Hilchos Eidus, that an Ein Echad is kosher to Mechayev Shvuah, the Ein Echad must be kosher. I have the Rambam Beferish this time, the Maramako, Perakei Alacha Gimel. Let's say a woman is in a guna and they find the dead husband. How many aidim do you need? One. Does that aid echad have to be a kosher aid? No. Even an isha or a apostle's kosher for aidus isha. The Rambam writes the only time that an aid echad must be kosher is by what? Is by shvuah, the Rambam writes. Ein Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah Kosher. Sorry, Mechayiv Shvuah. What did the Kesef Mishnah say?
He doesn't know where
he got it from. Excellent. Where is Zomakar and Shasta Rama said the guy's got to be kosher? Excellent, guys. So the Notab Yehuda suggests, very interestingly, the Notab Yehuda suggests, this is in Madura Tinan, even as a Simon I involve. He says, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Toin v'Nitam Pirak Aleph Halach Aleph that it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayev in Mamon. Bless you. Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayev in Mamon. Echad is Mechayev Shvuah. Everyone got that? It's famous Gemara Shvuah Daf Mem. Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayev in Mamon Ari. Echad Mechayev Shvuah. That's both to what? That's both to Mechayev someone, and that's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Rambam seems to say. He says, Mipi Shmuah. We learn from Pi Shmuah. Okay? We learn Mipi Shmuah, the Rambam has a Lashon. The Gemara says, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Toim, we need that it's V'pi HaShmua, which always connotes Halacha L'Moshe, Misinai, V'pi HaShmua. This is a klal. V'pi HaShmua, Halacha L'Moshe, Misinai. This is what the Note of Yehuda says. Oh.
So the Note of Yehuda says, Yitzi, to have two Edim, to Mechayev Mamon, must they be kosher? Two Edim, to Mechayev Mamon, must they be kosher? Of course. Kol Mokom, Sheshtayim Mechayev Mamon. Echad mechayev shua, that eight echad also better be one, better be kosher. That's where the Rambam got it from. That's where the Rambam got it from. Okay? That's where the Rambam got it from.
Now, let me ask you the following question. Okay? Let's get this. We're all familiar with the famous Dineh Shabbat Muksasa Balakul, right? We mentioned it yesterday. Actually, we mentioned it yesterday, yeah. You have 100 Aiden, one of them is possible, you throw them all out. Let me ask you the following question. Let's say, simple case, you have two Aiden, one of them is possible. Two Aiden on a loan. Then Mr. X owes Mr. Y $100. Let's say one of them is possible. Is the aid that remains kosher, can he mechayev a shvur or not? Tosin Makis and Vav Amarav, Nate says yes. Tosin Makis says, please get it. You threw out the kat, but the one aid that's kosher is left to mechayev shvur. Tosin Makis v'taf Vav, aid echad is mechayev shvur in that case. I'm going to write aid echad shenishar, so you know what that means, shenishar. That's left over. He could mechayev a shvur.
What does that mean?
Yep. What I mean, the leftover is as a unit, you throw them out because one of them is possible. But let the eight echad that's kosher at least mechayev a shvur. So he says, fine, no problem. Okay. You know what the Note of Yehuda writes? The Rambam says, no, it's finished. The Rambam argues. The Rambam is cholek, says the Note of Yehuda, and he says, lo yachol, mechayev shvur. He cannot be mechayev shvur. Fascinating. Why? You know what? He says as follows, very interesting. Says the Note of Yehuda, interesting chiddush, that we assume that the Rambam writes, Kol Mokum Sheshnai Mechayev Mamon, Echad Mechayev Shvuah. Guys, get this. But it's both Livnot V'Listor. What do I mean by Livnot V'Listor? Kol Mokum Sheshnai Mechayev Mamon, Echad Mechayev Shvuah. But Kol Mokum Sheshnai Einem Mechayev Mamon, Echad Lo Yachol Mechayev Shvuah. So I'm just going to write Livnot V'Listor. And you have to know what that means. That means kol makom sheshnayim mechayev mamon, echad mechayev shvuah. But Aaron, but if the two guys cannot be mechayev mamon, there's a bubble. Then what? Then what do we assume? Then they also the one guy cannot be mechayev shvuah because the psul of edus shabbat miksasa bat lakula is what? Is that the whole cat is possible now? I want you to get that down. The svar is the kol hakat is possible. The whole cat is puzzle. According to Tosin Makis, what's the lumdus? Ain what? Siruf. What do you mean ain siruf? According to the Rambam, is the whole cat is diseased now. So the one guy himself can't even what? Can't be mechayev shvur. Because the whole cat becomes diseased. Their whole puzzle. Whereas according to Tosis, all it means is that there's no what siruf. They can't be linked to one another. But on his own, why shouldn't he be good? On his own, why shouldn't he be good? Memela writes the Note of Yehuda, the pshat in the Rambam is exactly this. The Rambam writes this din. Hilchos Toin v'nitan. Kol mokum sheshnayim mechayev mamon, echad mechayev shvuah. The Rambam writes, it doesn't just mean that there's no tziruf. It means the whole kan is possible. And therefore, Yitzi, since the whole kan is possible, can you say that the eight echad should be left over to mechayev shvuah? What would you say? What do we start off saying? Does the Rambam say the eight echad has to be kosher? Eight echad kosher. You need to be kosher. If the whole cat is diseased now, can you say let the eight echad work on his own mechayev shvuah? Yes or no? No, because the Rambam learns the mechanics as the whole cat becomes possible. Kol hakat. The whole cat becomes possible. So you can't say let isolate the eight echad to be mechayev shvuah. He's possible. You follow what I'm saying? Fits in very well in the Rambam. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush we want to point out in the Rambam. So Memeila, it comes out that the Noda Behuda claims that the Rambam got the fact that Echad is kosher from this statement of Kol Makom, but the Noda Behuda takes it a step further and says what? What does the Noda Behuda say? Aaron? He takes it a step further. Kol Makom she what? Sheshnaim ainu mechayiv mimamon, Echad lo mechayiv. Echad lo mechayiv shvu. Does everyone cop this? It's clear, Nate. You got it? Okay. Let me ask you on this. Where did the note of Yehuda get this from Shas? I'll tell you where he got it. Let's get it, guys. Rabbi Asher Weiss says he got it from our Gemara. He got it from our very own Gemara. How did he get it from our very own Gemara? What did Abaye say in our Gemara? What did Abaye say in our Gemara? He says you can't compare the two, whether it's Kark or whether it's Peiris, right? And what are we asking Shear? What is Abaye saying? What is Kavan? Is whether it help or to hurt, right? Remember, what did we say? What does he mean is Kavan? Whether he's trying to help or hurt? What does it make a difference? At the end of the day, the one aid himself doesn't get the job done. So we said from the Rabbein Yonah, they echad creates a mimonov shach. What was the other possibility we said from the Nachlas Moshe? This is exactly what Rabbi Asher Weiss says. What's the second shot? Kol makom sheshnayim mechayvin mamon. What would happen, Aaron, if two guys come in this case by the karka? He would win. He wouldn't lose. He would not lose. So kol makom sheshnayim mechayvin mamon, he wouldn't be mechayv mamon. He would win. So the echad cannot what? The echad can't be mechayv him. It's a beautiful pshat. He snatched it right out of the Gemara. Here the two guys aren't going to be mechayiv mamon. They're going to make him win. So the echad can't be mechayiv shvua. So Abaye screams at the Chachmei Gemara. What kind of comparison is this to the case of Naschad Rabbi Abba? The echad and Naschad Rabbi Abba is against you. Here he's not against you. And what's my raya? My raya is that the two guys would come, you'd win the land. So if one guy comes, he can't be against you. You hear what I'm saying? It's a beautiful pshat. He got a mamish from our Gemara. The Minchas Asher writes, where did the Noda Behuda get it from? He got it from our Gemara, from Abaye. May Abaye. The Noda Behuda holds Chiddush in the Rambam. It's from Abaye. If you say, Eidus Shabbat Miksos Abolakulinate, the whole thing implodes. You can't say, oh, let the Eidach Mechai Shavua. Because if the two guys get Mechai Mamu, the one guy can't Mechai Shavua. It works vice versa. Take a look in the Rashbam. Michael, what does the Rashbam say in Abaye? Does he mention this famous cloud? What do you think? You see that? Didn't he mention it? Doesn't the Rashbam here on the daf mention Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayiv Mamon Echad Mechayiv Shvua? I'm almost positive he mentioned it, didn't he? Where did he say it, the Rashbam? Said it very much on the bottom. There it is, Michael. Right? What's he explaining there? He's explaining Abaye. In the Yad Ramah, I want you to get it down, guys. The Yad Ramah Os Nun Ches says, "Dimihocha shamin enami lechol makom she'ein shnayim mechayiv nasa mamon, ein echad mechayiv shvua." The Yad Ramah Mam speaks this out. This is the mucker for the Rabban Shir Yisrael, the Noda Behuda, the chief rabbi of Prague, the Noda Behuda, the Goyin Oil. The Yad Ramah Mam says this beferish. That is the marker lemaisa of the Rambam. Rakan eight echad is mechayiv shvua, not a posel, not an isha. Okay, so lock, stock, and barrel. We're saying this is the mahalach in Abaye, and this is the mahalach in the Rambam against the Tosus, and that's how we get the skiddush that echad is bekasher what mechayiv shvua, and not only that, if the kad is posel, you can't say let the echad be mechayiv shvua on his own. He can't. Because kol makom shnayim mechayiv mamon echad mechayiv shvua, kol makom shnayim ein mechayiv mamon echad ein mechayiv shvua.
Why are the two allowed to take it? Why would the two work here? Two aidim.
What do you mean?
Where two aidim can't, one can, right? But let's talk about the
kula,
right?
We're talking about a general example.
Right, so what's the case here?
Is not eidim shabal b'shosu b'al kula, but the case is, what does Abaye say? If you had eight echad come on the karka, what happens if another aid would come? You would win.
Yeah.
So you would win. It's not mechayiv you.
Right.
So therefore, if the two guys are not mechayev mamon, then echad can't be mechayev. You will what? No, we're just using that as an example. The example being is that whenever two guys, what does Eidah Shabbos says about Lekulam mean? The two guys can't function as a kat, so therefore the one guy can't function either. That's the Rambam Shita. Tosus divorces the two, and Tosus says you could be mechayev shvuah. What I'm bringing out is that from the Ram connects whenever two work, one works. Whenever two don't work, one doesn't work. And Eidah Shabbat Maksas of Alakulah proves that. Because once you blow up the cot, let the Eid Echad work, that's kosher as a Chayav Shua. No. Once you blow up the cot, you blow up the Eid Echad's ability. How does that fit into what words?
The words of the Gemara.
That's exactly what the Gemara says. Amale Abai Midami. Hasam Sadi La'ore Ka'asi. Right? When another aid would come, you would win. So if you would win, so the Eid Echad here is not hurting you. The Eid Echad can't hurt you. That's his kasha on the Chachmei HaGemara. It's not a good comparison.
The other case of the metal, he's hurting you.
Zevi, you got it?
Yeah.
Eidah Shabbat Maksas is the example, according to the Rambam, that if the cop blows up, the Eid Echad cannot be used as Mechayev Shvua. That is the Chiddush of the Gemara. Michael, you got it? And that's why the Rashbam brings us in. What'd you say?
Since they don't separate, since either way he's going to win, it shows that they're together.
Not either way. If there are two Eidim that come, right, the guy that's squatting is going to win. So therefore the Eid Echad that comes can't be against the squatter. Right. That's exactly what Abai is saying. I mean, we said this shot last week like the Nachlas Moshe. First we said like the Rabbi Yonah, the Eid Echad is a Mimonav Shach, right? The Eid Echad is like a Mimonav Shach. The other shot is that no. You focus on the fact that what? Abai looks at the end of the day, and the end of the day is that another aid might come. But what that means is, we didn't build it up, it means kol makom. It means kol makom, sheshnayim mechayev mamon, echad mechayev shvuah. Okay? This is the second mahalach so far. Let's go. Number three. Third mahalach. Then we got to go weiter in the Tosis. Okay? Third mahalach. Let's get it, guys. Oh. There is a machloik, as I gave in the Mar Mekaymus, between the Shach and the Ksois. Let's get this, okay? Third mahalach. We have the famous principle of Mitoch, She'ene Yochol, L'Shav, and Mishalim. Great. Mitoch, She'ene Yochol, L'Shav, is Mishalim. And that's Shitasu, Rabbi Abba. Okay. We've mentioned that there's Shavuos HaDayanim. What are the three Shavuos HaDayanim? That if you don't take it, you got to pay. Eid Echad, Motiv Mixus, Shavuos HaShonim. Excellent, guys. The Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning of Bav Metzia, the Rush quotes in Simon Gimel, has a phenomenal Chiddush. We must know it. Eid Misayeya. I think we mentioned it briefly when we talked about Hesus. Eid Misayeya means, in a case of Motiv Mixus, or in a case of Eid Echad, let's say I have an Eid Echad on my side that says I don't owe any money. What's the din? I don't have to take any shvua. Just like an Eid Echad can mechayev shvua, an Eid Echad can misayeya you, and you are considered to be putter. That is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush quotes in Simon Gimel, Nate, in the beginning of Bav Metzia. Eid misayeya potters you. Gets you out of Motiv Mixus, gets you out of Eid Echad, gets you out of Shvuas HaShomer and Pashup Shad. Okay? Beautiful chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. The Rosh says in Bav Metzia that there are those that ask a kasha in the Rabbeinu Tam. You know what the Rosh says to that kasha? That kasha is nothing but hevel, vanity. He says it's a Rosh. Rosh has this line called Yesh Makshim Hevel. The Rosh writes there are those that ask hevel on Rabbeinu Tam. Yesh Makshim Hevel. Okay? What is the kasha? That is vanity. Let's see what the kasha is. You ever learn the Gemara in Bava Metzia? It's mentioned in Bava Kama too, and Daf Yud Beis Bava Metzia, and Hamafke Daf Lamed Vav about Shomer, Shemasa L'Shomer. You guys ever learn that? Gemara in the middle of Hamafke. Shomer, Shemasa L'Shomer. You give a basketball to Shomer Rishon, he gives it to Shomer Shani. What's the din? It's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Abaye. And the Gemara says, we pass in Shomer, Shemasar, L'Shomer is Chayiv. Okay? You got me? I gave my basketball to Zach to watch. I didn't expect him to give it to Michael. If Zach gives it away, he's Chayiv. Okay? What are the reasons why he's Chayiv? The Gemara gives two reasons. Ein ritzoni shehei pikdoni biad acher. What do you think? I gave Zach the basketball because I wanted Zach to hit, watch it, not Michael. Yeah? Glory like that. No? Okay. What's the other reason? This is the reason we're going to work with. If there ever was a sichsuch, you know what sichsuch means? God forbid, a machlekes. And Zach would have to take a shua. I believe Zach in the shua. That's why I gave him the basketball. I don't believe him. We'll use Mr. X. Of course I would believe Michael. Okay? But Mr. X. Okay? Well, the second reasoning is at nehemta li b'shua. I believed Zach and not Mr. X. So therefore, these are two reasons why Shomer Shemussel is Shomer Schayel. I want you to get this, guys. Because this second reason is even if I'm upgrading it. What do you mean upgrade? Let's say Zach was a Shomer Chinim and Mike and Mr. X was a Shomer Sacher. I'm upgrading the Shmirah. Zach says a Rebbe. I was upgrading it. He has more responsibility. I don't care. Zach, I wanted you to have it because if there would be a Shvuah, I would believe you. You follow me? So you're chayiv even if you upgrade. You add that in. The Gemara writes that black on white. Even if the Shomer Rishon upgraded by giving to a Shomer Sacher, Zach is still chayiv. Finished. Okay. Listen to this kasha, guys. At first glance, it doesn't seem hevel to me at all. If you hold Eid Mesayeya is potter, yes? What should be the kasha? Can't the second Shomer, Mr. X, assist Zach? Shouldn't he assist Zach? We have a situation where, right? You have a situation where Zach Lamaisa doesn't know what happened to the basketball. He cannot take the Shvuah. So therefore, what happens, Aaron? He can't take the Shvuah. What would you say? Mitoch Shein Yechol Shava Mishalin. But the Mr. X, let Mr. X say, testify on behalf of Zach. Eid Echad Misayeya. You follow what I'm saying?
Who's testifying on behalf of who?
The second Shomer. Let the second Shomer testify on behalf of the first Shomer and say, Daniel, listen, it was an onus. Why are we Mechayev Zach to pay? If Rabbeinu Tam is right that Eid Misayeya potters you, let the second Shomer what? Vouch for Zach. Yeah, he's the Eid Misayeya. Rabbeinu Tam's Eid Misayeya's potter. Why are you making Zach pay? It's you got it? That's the kasha. Does everyone hear the kasha? Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's a good kasha. I mean, first glance, the Rush says it's nothing but hevel. Why is it nothing but hevel? Please get it. The way the Shach interprets the Rosh is that this is a klal called Mitoch She'eni Yechol Shava Mishalim. That's a Chiyuv Mamon. In Eid, Rabbeinu Tam only had an Eid Mesayeya Patiyu from what? From a Shvuah, but not from a Chiyuv what? Mamon? That's why the Rosh says it's Hevel. Aaron, you got me? That's why he says it's Hevel. So the Shach, you guys got to get this. I gave it to you. Simon Pei Zion, Sif Katan Tet Zion. 87, 16. The Shach says, Pei Zion, Sif Katan Tet Zion, that whenever you say Mitoch She'en Yachol L'Shav Mishalim, Ein Eid Echad Mesayeya Patis you. Whenever you say Rabab is Din, an Eid Mesayeya will not help you. The Shach says, Eid Mesayeya Lo poter be what? Lo poter be din mitoch. And where does he prove it from? From this Rosh. Everyone got this? Because what did the Rosh say? There are those that ask a kasha in a bit of time, Yitzi, that say what? Eid Mesayeya is what? Is potter. If Eid Mesayeya is potter, you why do you say Shomer Shemassel or Shomer Schayev? Let the second Shomer vouch for Zach. At mehem to leave a shua. These are two reasons why Shomer Shemassel is chayiv. If you go with the second reason, which even when you upgrade your chayiv, let the second Shomer vouch for him, Eid Mesayeya potters you, says the Rosh. That's a hevel kasha. Because here we're talking about Eid Mesayeya potters you mishvua. But here there's a chiyuv mamon because it's mitoch she'eni achol l'shav mishalim. Because the Shomer Risha doesn't know what happened to the basketball, it's by the second Shomer. So in every simi toch shinech loshava mishalim, that's a chiyuv mammon. That's a chiyuv mammon. Eid echad can't misayiv from a chiyuv mammon. So it has no. It's a hevel kashan Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan only say eid echad misayiv hakish by a shur, not by a chiyuv mammon. So the shach develops this principle based on the rush. You guys got this? The shach develops this principle based on the rush. The Eid Misayeya will not part you in the din of Mitosh and Acholashav Mishalim. Straight out from the Rosh. When the Rosh says why it's a Hevel Kasha on Rabbein Tzad. Block Ksois Achleshin, guys. And the Ksois Achleshin says in Simen, Pei Zayin Sifkot and Tess, 87.9. Sif Pei Zayin Sifkot and Tess, the Ksois Achleshin. The Ksois Achleshin says the following. He says, I beg to differ with you, Shach. What did the Rosh say when there's a Chiyuv Mammon? Why is there a Chiyuv Mammon here, guys? No, the Rosh never said that, Michael. He said there was a Chiyuv Mammon. Why is there a Chiyuv Mammon here? Because there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama on Kuf Yud Chesamid Beis that when comes over to you a man and says, you owe me money, you owe me $100,000. If I say any Odeya, he's Chayafti, what's the din? What's the din any of that his chayafti? Bari v'shema, bari lav adif. I don't know if I'm chayef. Motzim el rai. I can walk away from you. Any of that his chayafti? Potter. What happens if any of that paraticha? I don't know if I paid you back. But what am I admitting to? I'm admitting there was a loan. That's called a cheskes chiyuv. I'm putting a chiyuv on myself. In that case, I'm chayef. If I say ain't, it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah baba kama. The feirish a mishnah. Often a Mishnah Baba Kam Kuf Yuches. Any Odeya Piraticha, if I don't know that I paid you back, what's the din? Chayiv. Because there's a Cheskes Chiyuv that is created. Cheskes Chiyuv. Okay, Ron, you follow me? If I say any Odeya Piraticha, then there's a Cheskes Chiyuv that I'm Chayiv to pay. Michael, you follow me? Because I admitted that there was a loan, but I don't know if I paid back, so I'm Chayiv. What happens here? Why is Zach chayiv to pay? The first shomer. Not because of mitoch sheni achal hashav and mishalim. But why is there a chiyuv mammon here? Why does the Rosh say it's yesh makshim hevel? Because there's a cheskes what? There's a cheskes chiyuv. Because Zach admits to taking the basketball, but he doesn't know what happened to it. He doesn't know whether what he's chayiv with his potter, but you admitted to taking it. If you admitted to taking it, then what's the din? Then you're chayiv. And therefore the Eid Misayeya cannot pot you from a chiyuv mammon. But where did the chiyuv mammon come from, Michael? Not from mitoch sheni achal hashava what? Not from what? Mitoch sheni achal hashava mishalim. But from a cheskes chiyuv that he admitted he was moda that what? That he took the object. Cheskes chiyuv me chiyuv shomrim. Me a chiyuv shel shomrim. Okay? That the chiyuv of shomrim. So what does the shach say? So what does the kso say? Aaron, what do we get from this? So what does the Ksos say? Nu, the Ksos argues and says, your proof of the Rosh is totally wrong, and I, in my humble opinion, says the Ksos, that Eid Misayeyu does pot to you for Mitoch. And the Rosh was not talking about Mitoch. He was talking about a Cheskes Chiyuv. So, Rak Cheskes Chiyuv Mechiyuv Shomrim, the Ksos says. And therefore, he argues and he says, Eid Misayeyu will pot to you, poter midin Mitoch. And he says, your raya from the Rosh is totally wrong. Your raya from the Rosh is totally wrong. Do you follow what I'm saying? Okay? Everyone got this? This is a very, very fundamental machloket shach and ksos. And the ksos gets rid of the raya of the shach. Completely. Okay? And the shach, in fact, argues on the principle of the shach. The ksos says, Ey, may say, we're pati midin mitoch. Now, let's point out further. Please get this. This speaks volumes about our din of Rav Abba and our Gemara. Because what does Rav Abba say? Mitoch sheni yachol l'shava mishalim. What is it anchored on? That if there's a chiyuv shvua, what's underlying the chiyuv shvua really? According to the Rosh? What's really underlying? The chiyuv what? Mammon. Excellent, Yossi. You just have an out to take a shvua. You just have a tour to take a shvua. So I want you to get that down. According to the shach, The shach savan is that mitoch shinech l'shavu v'shalom is that the zechiyah mamun really sham achein yesh p'tur like lomar what? Lishav. There's a p'tur to what? To take a what? To take a shvuah. There's a p'tur to take a shvuah. But according to the ksos, how does the ksos maybe in the mechanics of mitoch daniel? What would you say? No. All mitoch is that what? What does it do? Is that there's two tracks. You have a chiyuv shvuah, you have a chiyuv mamon. They're equal. It's not like there's a chiyuv mamon and that's the real heavyweight. And the shvuah allows you to get out of it. It's really what? It's really, you have a chiyuv shvuah. The eirech is yotzer a what? The eirech is yotzer a safek. And you have a chiyuv shvuah. So I'm going to write according to the ksos. All it is considered to be like a chiyuv what? Chiyuv shvuah. And you know what? If you have an eirech on your side, the eirech can get you out of that chiyuv shvuah. So I want you to get down. It's really a fundamental machlekes conceptually between Ksos and Shach. What is Rav Abba's din all about? What is Rav Abba's din all about? It's a very fundamental machlekes, this Shach and Ksos. Rav Abba really holds the Chiyuv Mamon is really there once the Chiyuv Shvuah is there. Just you have a p'tur to get rid of the Shvuah. Therefore, an Eirech and Maseya can't get you out of the Chiyuv Mamon. According to Ksos, no, it's a Chiyuv Shvuah alone. It's a Chiyuv Shvuah. If you have an Eirech and Maseya, it should pat you. What do you do with the Raya of the Rush? The Rush wasn't talking about Mitoch. If you look in those words of the Rush, tomorrow, Bli Neder, Michael, I'll show you. He never once says the word Mitoch. He says Chiyuv Mamon. So the Ksos says Chiyuv Mamon is from Echezkes Chiyuv. The Shach said it was from the din of Mitoch. Okay? Oh. You got me? You got this off. Like you guys, let's get this. Still within the third mile. Let's get this. Now the Ksos says like this. Guys, get this down. So says, now let's bring it back to our Gemara. What'll be the din if an Eid Echad says, what did the Eid Echad say in the case of the metal? That I took it, yes? So says, what happens if I have an Eid on my side that says, I took it and it's mine? What do you think will be the din in that case? Oh, you have an Eid Echad. Well said, Yossi. You have an Eid Echad that says, I took it. I did take it, but it was mine. And I have an Echad supporting me that said, I took it, and it's mine. Bu'uvda. Now, do you guys remember what we say yesterday in Shir? The Ksos gave a case that was an Afkamina. What was the case of the Ksos yesterday? What was the case of the other Ksos yesterday? What was the case? Remember? Yeah. The Ksos said what? The Eid Echad said that I took it, and he knew it wasn't mine. Now the Ksos, let's talk about today, where the Ksos says, an Enechad said, I took it and is in support of me, saying it's mine. Buvda she yesh od Enechad, like Yossi said, shomir chatvi v'zesh yocho. What would you say in that case? Let's plug it in. What do you say? What would you say according to the Ksos? It's a case of mitoch she'ena yochol l'shava m'shalem because I'm not being machish to aid that said I took it because I agreed. I should have to pay, but I have an aid echad supporting me. So what would you say according to the Ksos? Would you say according to the Ksos? I would say putter. So I want you to get down. I'm going to write in brackets. Okay? I would think, Ksos says, I'm going to write brackets because I would have thought putter based on my sheet. Please get it down. But then, what did you say, Avi? Because I have an Eid Echad assisting me that says I took it, but it was mine. And anytime you have a Mitoch versus an Eid Echad that's helping me, I'm Potter. That's a Ksos's principle. So I would have thought you're Potter. But Nate, what does the Ksos say? He says like this. He says, the Eid Echad said I took it. There's another Eid Echad that said I took it. Ignore the fact that he says, what's Zeshali? That it's Shachri. So you have two Eidim that said I took it. I'm finished. I'm finished.
How would I do that?
The Ksos says, really, I'll be end up being Chayiv. Oh.
What?
1 second. I want you to get down. That bracket that says Potter, please write. Please get down. The Shita Mikubet that says in Bob Mitzia, on that base, that you are Potter. So it's not a theoretical Shita. The Shita Mikubet actually says on that base, if you have an Eid Maseya in the case of Nasser Rababa, he says your mom is Potter. But the Ksos himself says Chayiv. Because we ignore it. We ignore his second statement that he said Zesh Yocha. So Rabbi Kivager asks. So what's the pshat? What'd you say? Yeah, the Eid Echad says that Shomer Chatzah, that you grabbed it, but he says it's yours. But we ignore that second part of his statement. We take the two Eidim and say that you grabbed it, then you're finished. That's why the Ksos says up, ends up saying you're chayiv against his regular shita. But there is a shita in the Shita Mekubetzes that says you're taka what? You're taka potter. There is a shita that says you're taka potter. So Rabbi Kivager says, he says, I don't understand. Right? Rabbi Kivager says, he says, you have a situation where you have two and what? Where you have a situation where you have two versus what? Two versus one. Right? You have two versus one because they both say you grabbed it. Versus what? Versus the guy that says it's DD. If you ignore his second statement. If you ignore his second statement. Rabbi Kivager asked that. Kasha.
It's not two versus one. It's two versus one.
If you ignore his statement of Zeshachah, you have two people saying Chatvin that he grabbed it. Against
one?
You.
Oh, it's an eight.
Right? You're against you. So you're in trouble. So you're a Gazan. We're ignoring Zeshachah. So Rabbi Kivager asks, why is it that we should what? Ignore that. Why should we ignore the statement? Rabbi Kivager asks, why should we ignore Zeshachah? You shouldn't ignore Zeshachah. Why should you ignore Zeshachah? You shouldn't ignore Zeshachah Bichlal. It's all together. If it's all together, then what? You have to listen. That's the sheet of what? That's the sheet of the Ksos. That's the sheet of the sheet of the message. It says your potter. Why should you ignore his second statement of Zeshachah? He said, Chav Zeshachah, it's all one statement. So you should be believed. So Rabbi Kivager writes, I understand the Shittim Gubetzes quite well. Why you're putter? I understand the Shittim Gubetzes quite well. Why you're putter, he says. Because who says that we should what? We should ignore a statement. Right? Makes sense. You got me here? Who says we should ignore a second statement? The Ksos says, no, ignore a second statement. Then two is what? Two versus the guy, like you said, Yashi Chayev. Well, why should you ignore it, Rabbi Kivager says. You shouldn't ignore it. Why should you ignore a statement? You have to take his whole statement. Okay? So it's very interesting. So as we said yesterday, had a case where the Erechad said, you took it, I knew it wasn't yours. Right? Remember we had the Nafkamina between the Rivam and the Rin Rabbeinu Tam? Today we have the Ksos saying, whatever, you have a case where the Erechad said, you took it, I know it's yours. Interesting. Okay. Now, the last point in this Mahalach, and then we got to go Vayitran Tosis, and then if we have a time, we have a fourth Mahalach. Okay? Let's get it. Let's stop and think for a moment here. Is he being Messiah? You? What do we talk about when we talk about a Messiah? What do we talk about a Messiah? Is Messiah to take to get out of the Shvuah? Is he being Messiah? You? Where is he being Messiah in this case, according to the Ksos? That it's yours. Is that aiding you not to take the Shvuah? What's the Shvuah you should take? To deny the what? The Shvuah should be to deny the aid that you didn't take it. In what sense is he being Messiah? You? Rav Dimitrovsky asked this kasha on the bottom of the page in the Ksos. Rav Dimitrovsky is one of the great goyim. In the footnotes of the Ksos, he asked this kasha. He says, what does this have to do with Messiah? The Siyua is not to assist you not to take the Shua. What is the Siyua? The Siyua is the Shua is that you should have to deny the aid. Here the Siyua is that you took it but it was yours. Okay, Shkoyach is helping me. But he's not helping me to what? In the Shua that I should what? That I should take?
He's going to the root of the problem.
For example, in all the cases of Eid Messiah, what are all the cases of Eid Messiah? And Eid Echad says, I'm chayav $100,000. What does Eid Echad say? I'm putter. The Eid Echad is always denying the other aid, right? Motive and mixas. And Eid Echad says, I'm motive, right, to $50. The other 50, what's the story? I take a shwan. The Eid Echad says, no, I'm not chayav. You understand what I'm saying? The Eid Echad is always doing that. Here the Eid Echad is Messiah is not doing that. He's not denying, he's not saying lo chatve. He's saying you did take it, but it's shecha. In what sense is it Messiah? It's a great kasha, what Rav Dimitrovsky asks. No? You want to talk about a Messiah? In what sense is it being Messiah you here regarding the Shua? He's being Messiah you on the possibility that what? That it's mine. That's not speaking to the Shua to be machish the aid. So what's the answer? The answer is, though, no, the answer is this is so powerful, nothing, the whole thing implodes. This is so powerful, when I have an Eid Echad that says, I took it and it was mine, the whole Eid Echad is shot. The other Erechan, on the other hand, on the other side that says I grabbed it, is shot. He's totally shot. So therefore, we don't even allow him. There's no drawer. What does drawer mean? Speck. The Erechan was Machayev Shvua? No, he wasn't in this case. The Erechan wasn't in this case. Because there's an Erechan against him that says, I took it, but it was mine. So that other Erechan that said I took it, implying that I was a Kozlan, is bogus. So it's like nothing gets off the ground. So I'm just going to write Ein Shemitz. First we ask, Eichu Misayeya. That's how Rav Dimitrovsky says, in what sense is being Misayeya again to take the Shvuah? The Shvuah is always to deny. What's the Teretz? Ein Shemitz. There's no case that gets off the ground when the Eid Echad says, I took it and it's mine. Once he says it's mine, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. It's nothing. There's no answer to Chayav Shvuah. He said it was mine.
So why does he take a Shvuah?
What'd you say?
So does he have to take a Shvuah?
In this case, what would you say? The Shita Mekubetza says you're Pater. The Ksos says you're Chayav. Because the Ksos says you ignore that second part of a statement. But the Shita Mekubetza is above Metziah. Says Nasir Rababa in this case.
What are you
Pater
from? The
Shvuah? Pater from the Shvuah, yeah. You walk. You don't have to pay anything. The Ksos says you'd be Chayav to pay. You can't take the Shvuah here. Chayav to pay. Right? So we got this whole Mahalach. So again, let's go over the whole third Mahalach now. Okay, there are different steps in. Let's go over the whole third Mahalach. What Shvir? Go ahead.
No, I'm just confused of when you take the Shvuah and when you don't take the
Shvuah. You never take the Shvuah here, because you can't. Mitoch Shein Yechol Shav
Mishalach. Wasn't that the whole...
What is the Ksos Hashita? No, in the Gemara. Now, we're doing this Mahalach in the Gemara. The Ksos added the case. What'll be if there's an Enechat supporting me? Then I grabbed it, but it's mine. So the Ksos says, oh, I say by mitoch, by Eid Messiah, you're putter. So I would have said putter, he says. Boom, but he says you're chayv. Why? Because you ignore a second statement. Now you have two Eidim that I grabbed it, so I'm finished. Can't take a shvuah, because I said didi chafi, so I have to pay. But there's a shittim kubetz and bometziah not pays that says you're putter. And what's the swar that you're putter? What's the swar that you're putter? You don't ignore the statement. He said the whole thing.
And you don't have to swear either.
And you don't have to swear either. Aye, but how is he being Messiah? Messiah is always on the what? The Shvuah. Here is being Messiah that it's mine. The answer is, once she's Messiah that it's mine, the Eidechon never gets off the ground on the other side. Therefore, I walk.
If you're Chayiv, do you take the Shvuah? If you're Chayiv, there's no Shvuah also. You're Chayiv.
You have to pay. L'shalem, all right. L'shalem. Never taking a Shvuah. You got to remember, yes, only you take the Shvuah when you deny. You're never denying because you said to be Chatfi. Okay, let's go over this third Mahalach again. Let's get it good. Then we got to do the Tosis, okay? The few lines in the Tosis. Let's get it, guys. Then if we have time to form out. Again, Bachutz. Bachutz. Machloik is fundamental. Shach Ksos. When you talk about Rav Abba's din, of Bitoch Sheinoch L'Shov V'Mishal, if you have an Erechad on your side, does it potter you not? The Shach says, yeah, no, it does not. The Ksos says it does. Finished. Okay, where does this come from? Comes from the following. A Gemara in Bot Mitzvah. First, it starts with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish Echidish. The Eid Messiah is Potter from Shvuah. Just like there's a din Einach and Mechayev Shvuah, there's a din if you have an Einach on your side, it potters you from Mona Mitzvahs, Einach, Shvuah Sashomrim. Beautiful Chidish Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh, the ultimate defender, the guardian angel of the Rabbeinu Tam, says that there are those that ask Akasha in Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Yesh Makshim Hevel. That Kasha's vanity. What's the Kasha? Shomer Shemashel Shomer Schayev. Why, Zach? Either because I didn't want my Pikoron by Mr. X, not I wanted it by you, or because I believed you if you had a Tikshu and not the other guy. Fine. And we said that applies even when you upgrade. Even if you the Shomer Rishon gives you the Shomer Sheni, that's a higher Shomer, you're still Chayiv. Okay. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, why is the Shomer Rishon Chayiv? The Shomer Rishon knows nothing. He can't take a Shvuah. He's any other day. He doesn't know what happened to basketball. Right? He doesn't know what happened to basketball. Mr. X knows. But Zach didn't know. So he can't take the Shvuah. Why does the Gemara say black and white, Zach's Chayiv to pay? Why do you say Zach's Chayiv to pay? Why don't you say Eid Messiah? So must be that what? That Zach is what? It must be that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. That's a kasha, it seems. Rosh says it's heaven. Why is it hevel? Because in that case, it's mitoch sheni acholoshav mishalim. Says the Rosh, at least the Ksos, the Shach's interpretation of the Rosh, and if it's mitoch sheni acholoshav mishalim, that's a chiyuv what, Michael? It's a chiyuv mammon, not a chiyuv shvua. Rabbeinu Tam only said, "Ain maseik kapati from a shvua, not from a chiyuv mammon." That's why it's hevel. So the Shach says, "Aha, you see a principle. Whenever you have mitoch sheni acholoshav mishalim." Even if you have an Eirechet on your side, it doesn't help you. And why do we say the Lumdus was? Because underlying the Chiyuv what? Underlying the Chiyuv Mammon is a what? Underlying the real Shvu, the Shvu is the real Chiyuv Mammon, and the Shvu is just a part of you. And an Eirechet can't get out of that. Yes, sir? The Ksos comes and says, I disagree with you. Shach. What's the reason why the Eirechet can't help Zach out? Not because of Mitoch Shein Yachol Hashav Mishan, but because of what? A cheskus chiyuv. What's a cheskus chiyuv from the Gemara Mishnah Baba Kama? When you say any odeya what? When you say any odeya is chayavta, you're potter. But if you say any odeya praticha, you're chayav. That's a cheskus chiyuv. Here, Zach agreed to that he accept the object. He has an obligation to make himself potter. Till that time, he's chayav. That's what the Rosh meant. So obviously, what? Obviously, an aid misayehu doesn't potter you from a chiyuv moment. But the chiyuv moment wasn't from mitoch. What was the chiyuv moment from? A cheskes chiyuv. So the Shach says in a, the Ksosis in a chanami, and Eid Meseya will pat you from mitoch. Because what is the Ksosis lumdus of mitoch? What is the lumdus of the Ksos? That mitoch is a chiyuv what? Shvu on its own. It's not an underlying chiyuv moment. It's a chiyuv shvu. And if you have an Eid that's Meseya you, it'll pat you from a chiyuv shvu. Yes? Yes? Okay. Then the Ksos says, what'll be in the case in a, if you add on to our Gemara? In our Gemara's case, what happens if the Eid Echad knows you took the thing and he knows it's yours? He knows you took the thing and he knows it's yours. What's the din in that case? Eid Echad is supporting me. So the Ksos says, I would have thought according to my Shita Potter, but he says here it's different because you ignore his second statement, Zeshachal. You have two guys saying what? You grabbed it? You're Chayiv. But the Shita Mekubetz and Bamatziah says, you're Potter. Rabbi Kivegar says, how can you be potter? Don't you ignore his second statement? It's two against one, or two against zero, right? So what's the answer? The answer is you don't ignore a statement. You take the whole statement. If you take the whole statement, then you can understand why he's one potter. You can you take the whole, guy's being Messiah. So then Rav Dimitrovsky says, what do you mean Messiah? Aid Messiah is only, always potters you on the element of the Shua. Right? Always. Here, what is he assisting you? That it's yours. That's not the Shua. The shvuah should be that what? Lochatvi. Right? What's the answer? The answer is that, the answer is, l'sh'eichu misayeya. Eichu misayeya, we're asking. The answer is, ein shemitz. That it's so powerful. Once he says that it's yours, you took it and it's yours, the eid echad is mechad, the shvuah doesn't even get off the ground. Doesn't even get off the ground. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. This is the third mahal. Guys, let's get it. Okay? Vayter now. Let's see Vayter now and Tysus inside. Okay? Alright, and then if we have time, we'll start the fourth Mahalach. Let's go. We're up to Vim Toymar. Aaron, go ahead. Let's go. Okay? So we please get those, the first thing we said with the Yidrei Kochatayna and then the three Mahalachim. Okay? Let's go, Aaron. Vim Toymar. What did the Rivam just say? That it's a good Migu, yes? Go ahead. Vim Tomar. Meaning your father what? Manolaba biyada vicha. Your father owed my father $100. Go ahead. And the father said 50. I know about 50. I don't know about. Go ahead. Since the Gemara infers you need a pasuk to pater the Yorshim, what does that mean? It says Shvuas Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shneihem. What is Shvuas Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shneihem? Whenever there's a machlokes in the Shvua between these two guys, meaning the two fathers, mashma regarding the Yorshim, what's the din? There is no. Go ahead. The Daya Kasim and Yitzchak Kronim Mifter Yorshim Shema Mina Ba'aviv. Oh, why? The father said 50 I know about, the other 50 I don't know about. Why you have to pay? Why you have to pay? Because mitok she'eni yachol l'shava, mishalim. You can't take a shvua eni odeya, right? You can't take a, we've said that before. You can't take a shvua eni odeya. So what is the pasuk talking about? Talking about a case of mitok she'eni yachol l'shava mishalim. So the father would be chayev Aaron, but not who? Not the sons. Excellent. Go ahead. That's where Rav Abba got his what? Got his mucker from that pasuk. Where did Rav Abba get the chiddush of mitoch she'en achloshav mishalom? Because the Torah says shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim, only the father but not the yorshim. In a case where the father can't take the shvu, he's got to pay, but the yorshim will not have to pay. Go ahead. So obviously you see mitoch she'en achloshav is mishalom. Go ahead. How on earth can you what transfer that case to the case of the metal? Hasam. Very good. What is the kasha of Tosus? The Gemara black and white learns mitoch she'eni yachol l'shava mishalim run from a pasuk, and the Gemara expands it to the case of the metal. What's the difference? In the case of the pasuk, there's no migu. Why is there no migu over there? Someone tell me, guys, why is there no migu over there? When he says any odeya, why is there no migu? But why is there no migu when you say any odeya? Because shkoyach, what's your migu going to help me? Help me to believe me any odeya? Mazel tov, I would have believed you without the migu any odeya. Any odeya is meaningless. Shkoyach, I have a migu to be believed to say any odeya. Even if you didn't have a migu, any odeya is any odeya. Any odeya is any odeya. You never know. So migu doesn't help you, b'chlal. It's not my little moiri. And what's the din in that case? You must pay. But in our case, is there a migu? Yeah. Which Rishon said there's a good migu? The Rivam. Excellent. That's why this kasha comes right after the Rivam. The Ri and Rabbeinu Tam earlier in Tosa said the migu was no good migu, right? But according to the Rivam, it said the migu in our Gemara is good. How can the Gemara expand the din of mitoch she'enech l'shava from that pasuk of cham she'en dan cham she'lena to the din of what? Nasa Rababa. Nasa Rababa, there's a migu. Maybe mitoch won't work when there's a migu. Mitoch only works in a situation, in a configuration, in a construct where there's no migu. Here, there's a migu. Go ahead, Aaron. Very important, guys. Get it down. Tosfos Shita is, the makor of Rav Abba is a svara. We always write from Shmuel Nachum, our Rebbe, one of our Rebbeim, five ways to learn out of the Diraisa. What's one of the five ways? A svara. There's a cost of svara, attack the historical precedence, you go Amidus, Allah Moshe Messinai. Five ways to learn out of the Diraisa. Svara is even stronger than a pasuk. Lamali cross svari, Baba Kama Menvav regarding Motsu Mechaver Olav Araya, Pesh Asa Pesh Yitr, and Ksubis Chav Beis, Lamali cross svari. Tosfos writes, let's get it down, the marker is a svara. Rav Zhulti writes in his Sefer, and I gave this Svara Makam to you, the Rosh in the 8th Perek above Metzia, Perek HaShoel, Simon Yud, writes it's from a pasuk. The Rosh argues on this. I don't know how the Rosh is going to answer Tosfos kasha. So I'm just going to write there as a kasuk. I don't know. We'll leave that kasha for now. But I want you to get it down in your notes. The Rosh says it's a kasha. Aaron, how is Tosfos answering his kasha? You tell me. How is he answering it by saying it's a svara? Why don't you have a problem anymore? Because why? If you learn it out from the pasuk was a situation where there was no what? There was no migu. You want to transfer it, expand it to a case of Nasa Rababa where there is a migu. You get stuck. But if I hold me to Shainachal is a svar ba'alma, it applies everywhere. You follow me? It didn't come from the pasuk. Then I don't get stuck with saying, oh, the pasuk is a case where there's no migu, right? I held a svar no matter what. The svar beats out even a migu. And you know what I would say the underlying principle is? What's the lumdus of Rabbi Abba? A lot like we said in the name of the Shach. What's underlying that Chiyuv Shvuah all the time? What's really underlying a Chiyuv Shvuah all the time? Really a Chiyuv Mammon, you just have a Shvuah to get out of it. And that's why a Migu does not help you. That's why a Migu won't help you. I'm saying this fits the Shach quite well if you say it's a Svar of Alma. Go ahead, Aaron. Guys, let's get this because I want to get to the Tzarech Lomer. Okay, three more lines. Please get it inside Chlor. Go ahead. Period. What does that Gemara imply in Shavuos? that Rav Ami said that Rav Abba is mistaber. He held like Rav Abba against Rav Shmuel. Why? Because what's the pasuk say? Shmuel Hashem tiyeh ben shneim v'lo min yorshim. Meaning what? Mitoch shein yachal shav mishalim by the father, but not by who? Not by the yorshim. Doesn't that imply that it's a pasuk against what Tosas just said at the Svara? What's Tosas Teretz? Go ahead. Excellent. The pasuk's coming to Pati the Yorshim, but the father being chayav, that we know from a Svara. That's the answer. That we know from a Svara. It's not from a pasuk. The bigger part of the pasuk is the Pati the Yorshim. Being mechayav the father, that we know from a Svara. Go ahead. Period. What's he bothered by? Whenever you have a ha, he's bothered by. What's a kasha? The Gemara asks, what does Rav and Shmuel do with the pasuk? What's Rav and Shmuel shita? Mitoch sheni yachal shava mishalim? I'm sorry. Mitoch sheni yachal shava? Putter. What do they do with the pasuk? What does that Gemara imply? That the muck of Rav Abba is from the what? From the pasuk. Because Gemara says, what does Rav and Shmuel do with the pasuk? That implies that the muck of Rav Abba came from pasuk. But Tosha said he's coming from a Svara. Eyes against the Gemara again. What does he answer? Excellent. No, what the Gemara meant is that according to Rav Shmuel, the father anyway is potter, so why do you have to dig up a pasuk, the path of Yorshim? Father's potter anyway, according to Rav Shmuel. So why do you need a pasuk, the path of Yorshim? That's what the Gemara meant. But lock, stock, and barrel, what is Tosis hold? The Mark of Rav Ab is a what? Is a Svara. Okay. All right. Last Mahalik. Let's just begin it. If we don't finish it, we'll continue it tomorrow in the beginning of Shir. Let's just get it. Last Mahalik is a Ksois HaChoshin. Simen Ayin Beis, Simen Ayin Hay, Sif Cotton, Yud Beis. Okay? Let's just get it. This Sos says a Teretz to Tosis Kasha. What is Tosis Kasha? What is Tosis Kasha? What's Tosis Kasha? Our Tosis, we're still in it. Y'all see what's Tosis Kasha? Migu, right? Didi chatin with a shvu with a migu that what? You could have said lo chatin with a shvu. Ksos says his own answer. Listen to this answer the Ksos says. You know what the Ksos says? The Ksos says this migu is not good. Why is this migu not good? You know why this migu is not good? Because the migu is only for people that didn't see him grab it. Who's the guy who saw him grab it? Who's the guy who saw him grab it? Grab it. The Eid Echad. The Eid Echad that saw him grab it, there's no migu. And he's considered to be a Goslin. In the perspective of the Eid Echad, Daniel, from the perspective of the Eid Echad, this guy is a Goslin. And once what? I want you guys to get this. Once he's considered to be in the eyes of the Eid Echad a Goslin, we're Makabel that as if what? The Beis is Makabel as if it's real Eidus. And therefore we treat him like a what? We treat him like a Goslin. Until he denies the Eid Echad, we treat him like a Goslin. And that's why the Gemara says, Ki Goslin. It's not a loose comparison like the Rashbam. He's mamish like a Goslin. Because the Eid Echad saw him. So if the Eid Echad saw him, he's mamish a Goslin. The Pshat in the Gemara is very beautiful now. And therefore, once we're Makabel the Eid, it's like bathed and treats him like a Goslin. Let me ask you, tomorrow morning, what would happen if the Eid Echad says, you know what? I love that ingot. I love that piece of metal. I'm going to buy it from you. Can I buy it from you? What would you say? What is he saying? In your eyes, he's a Goslin, and now you want to turn around and buy it from him? You're a joker. We would take it away from him right away. And the Ksos says, look in this, listen to this. Mishum hachi ki heichedim ha'ed hayakonu mimenu hanasra hayatzarich lachziro gam anachnu minamin livra heike shnayim hadin etzene gamken lachzir hanasra lebailam yishonim. You have an audacity, Mr. Aid, to buy it from the guy? You thought the guy was a Gazan. Now you buy it from him? You better take that metal and return it to the original man. Because the truth of the matter is, there is no migu. The migu goes up in smoke. Because according to the Eid Echad is a Gazlan. And therefore, the halach is that the migu goes up in smoke. Because the migu would only work for people who didn't see him take it. But the guy who saw him take it, there's no what? There's no migu. And until he denies it, he's like a Gazlan. To the degree we wouldn't even allow the Einecha to buy it himself later. Because you yourself think he's a Gazlan. How dare you take it? Now, if anyone remembers, and we'll stop here, because we'll begin with this tomorrow, just very briefly. We had a place in the first semester on Daf Lamed that the Ksos uses to prove this concept. So we'll begin with that. There's a lot more. We've got to finish up the Tysus too. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Chazer over. Okay, we'll dive in. Okay.